Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Hold up your
higher power.
He's under my feet.
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 One more time, let them shout and praise you. Walk around right where you are. Walk around right where you are. You got kingdom authority. You're a mighty warrior. Come on. Take it back. Take back your family. Take back your marriage. Take back your neighborhood. Take back your community. We take back the government. We take back the marketplace. Come on, take it back, take it back. What a warrior is that? What a warrior is that? Judah, where are you at? Come on. Come on, jump, jump, jump.
He's under my feet.
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 Oh yes, he is. He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
Feel the heart say, oh 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 oh.
Oh oh.
Good afternoon and welcome to Joy and Peace, CDC. This is your Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic. And before we start, if you want to call anybody and give them the number, it's area code is 646-716-4389. Oh, gracious Father, we come this afternoon in the most humblest way we know how. We come lifting up the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day thus far. Thank you for what you're doing and going to do in each and every one of our lives, dear Heavenly Father. I come, dear Heavenly Father, for no other reason but to lift up the name of Jesus and to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So, dear Heavenly Father, move me out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Spirit use me as it will with this broadcast this afternoon. Bless everyone that's on and coming on, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Today, I have been thinking about what to put on for our topic for the women today. And I put on today, removing hindrance. We, as women, have to remove hindrance that's in our life. You know, I thought about it. Which one of us at some time in life has not wished for even longing for a life like Paul? Full of adventure, fruits, reward, changing the world in which he lived. Then influenced people all over the earth. Could the secret be that Paul learned and accept God's gaining and through losing principle? God, so that what Paul lost being delivered from infirmities, reproach, necessity, cushion, distress. What did he gain? He gained Christ's grace and power and strength rested upon him. And from the word of God coming from Romans 8, 35 and 37, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So today we're going to talk about removing hindrance and how hindrance can stop our growth in things. We have to keep our focus because the enemy is going to always be tugging at you on something. But we got to learn how to remove these hindrances. We got to learn how to close those portals, those doors that's been opened that keep us going back and back and forth, back and forth. You know, as I was reading about Paul, the whole list which Paul added to the infirmities was left in his path intentionally so that he could learn and grow from them. Let so that the power will be Christ on upon it and not Paul's punk human strength. From man's point of view, there was loss, but in God's hands, there was turned into a gigantic gain. You know, when you think about the life of Paul, I know all of you have read it. Here he could have swept the path clean before sending Paul onto it, or at least vacuumed the obstacles that they confront. But Paul, in the New Testament, tell us that God did neither. We see rather that they were left there deliberately. Sometimes things, like I just read from the Word, that we have to face, sometimes things happen. You know, I used to hear people say, you can't stop a happening. And I said, well, you know, I had to really think about that. You know, the hindrance found in the sense of our own weakness. You know, over in Moses. Moses knew the prompts and pride of the Egyptian court. He remembered how Israel had rejected him when he was more than he was now. Once he had believed himself about for the task and that was able for the task, he was wiser now. He was saying, who am I? Like a lot of us say, who am I? Did God call me? What's all these obstacles in the way? You know, he might serve God in the lower place he held, but not there. Moses, in this type of multitude, God called for service is met on every hand by the cry, who am I that I should go? A lot of people have said when God told them to go, and they say, I'm not equipped. Who am I? And I can hear the word of God say, in that last day, God said, who hindered you? So we're talking about removing hinders today. How God meet the sense of weakness by the assurance of his presence. It was not Moses only that should go, but God also the conviction that he had with us that we speak for him. Make the meekness bold, the weakest strong. You know, by the assurance of success, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. He is armed with faith and hope. From self, let us look to God and his pledged words in the word of God. You know, hinders found in the sense of our ignorance. You'll find that in verse 13 and 17 of the word of God. Exodus. You know, his own thought of God was dim. How then could he carry out conviction to the hearts of the people? The same lack of clear, living thoughts of God kept tongues tied today. You know, well, how it may be removed? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, God is the unchanging one. He has revealed himself to their fathers. He was all this still. It was his memory forever. Grasp his thoughts. All the past is gone. Revelation. And some of the tag words you'll be hearing throughout the program today is hindrance, stripping, drop, cast away, impediment. We're going to talk about all these things on hindrance. You know, he takes with him a gospel of present need. And these two things will be God's full revelation. We must make men apprehend the revelation which God has given of himself in the past and proclaim him as the God today. I have surely visited you and I will bring you up out of the affliction. And in the King James Version Moses said unto God in the parallel section, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? You know, we have to keep our focus. We can get distracted so quick. On the least little thing, we get distracted. You know, many things are a hindrance to our life. Spiritual growth and focus. Unless we throw off hindrance, we are not going to hit the final goal. Usually many start a good start, but never end the end joyfully. That throws off hindrance. You find in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. You know, some of us are waiting. Everyone know it's Lent season now. And this season helps us to come closer to the word, rectify some of our deeds, and help grow in Christ. We hope to celebrate the resurrection day, commonly called Easter, to bring new life. And we celebrate the resurrection. We don't celebrate Easter. Energy, grace, along with the memory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many things are hindered to our life. Spiritual growth. Unless we throw off hindrance, we are not going to hit the final goal. Usually, many start a goal start, but never end joyfully. We have seen people lose their hope and give up many things. You've run across people that say, well, there is no hope. This is never going to change. This. You done met people like that. They want to throw in the towel, give up, and not fight. They're not work on what God has given them. Just like your family. You don't want to give up on your family. You know it's some hindrance somewhere. That means you have to keep praying for them. Keep bringing them before the Lord. Marriages, keep bringing it before the Lord. Siblings not getting along together, bring it before the Lord. Because we have to think about our spiritual life and keep, you know, the spiritual growth that you need and focus. You know, when you stop focusing on God, you will get derailed. When he give you an assignment, say for instance, he have you an assignment and somebody call and want you to go do thus and so. A lot of people stop the assignment God give them and jump on that. But you haven't completed the assignment. Your focus have gone off what God have you doing right then and there. So we have to watch that. You know, our spiritual highway, life is a gift from God. It is short-lived on the earth. God has designed for us all to complete on the earth with spiritual quality. There is a highway for all of us. The road is laid and reach eternal Zion. You'll find that in Proverbs 16 and 17. The highway is called the highway of holiness. Unclean wicked can't walk on it. And when we stop right there a minute on holiness, people say it's not for that time. Yes, it is. Right through here now, you need the Lord, and you need to be walking and doing things in holiness. You know, that's a highway of holiness for all of us. You'll find in Isaiah 35 and 8. Let me turn over to that and see what the Word of God is saying. In case you don't have your Bible, I'll gladly read it. Let me turn on over there right quick. Okay, Isaiah 35. And verse 8 says, and a highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those that the warfaring men through foolish shall not err therein. It's right there in the word. It's in your Bible. If you haven't tore your pages out. Even though that way goes through built walls on either side of the road and remove the stones on the way. Let's go to Isaiah 62 and 10. Let's see what that word of God say, that verse. Okay, 62 and 10 say, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. It's telling you right here in the word. He urged us to set up road signs, put up guideposts for everyone to reach their destination, and to take note of the highway. You know, some when you're on the highway driving, you see signs all around the highway, and letting you know if you're going the wrong way, the way you should be going, how many miles to where you need to get to. In the same way about the Word of God. You know, this is urges us to set up road signs, put up guideposts for everyone to reach the destination, and to take notes of the highways. And let me go over to Jeremiah. I have some verses here from Jeremiah, and see what Jeremiah is saying concerning this on your hindrance. Jeremiah 31 and verse 21. Okay, verse 21 says, excuse me, set thee up way marks, make these high heaps steep, set them hearts toward the highway, even the way in which thou wentest, turn again. O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy city. Here God is telling you, set up way marks. Make them high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway. He's telling us what we should do. You know, that's a call by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah to remove the obstacles out of the way of his people. Over in Isaiah 57 and 14, let me go back over there. And 57 and 14 said, and shall say, cast ye up. Cast ye up, prepare the way. Take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Here you go, right there in the word. It's telling you, take away, pick up, do away with the stumbling blocks. We're going to go through some things. Stumbling blocks going to be in our way, but we got to know through the word of God. Call scriptures back on it. That's going to move these hindrances from our life. You know, the obstacles, hindrances are caused by lack of teaching and by wrong teaching. You'll find that in Malachi 2 and 8. Over in Matthew 23 and 13, it says, it could be removed through the teaching of the word of God. So let this bring you near to the Bible and its teaching. You know, there are ways and path of righteousness over in Isaiah 26 and 7. Let me turn over there right quick. 26 and 7, the way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. And here the voice of God is heard by everyone who listened to God and to the cry of people. This is the way, walk in it. That's what he's telling us, to walk in the way that he have told us. Don't worry about Bobo Sam Sausage Head that's taking you down the wrong path. Go the path God have led you to go. And over in Isaiah, excuse me, 30, 21 says, and thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Here he's telling you in the word of God what to do. How to remove the hindrance that's been in your life. Excuse me, let's drink a little water. Removing hindrance today And we as women, hindrance can get in our life so quick and you're wondering how they got there. We open the door to a lot of it and don't realize it. We have to learn how to close those doors, close those portals that we open up. It might be something friendly, something just a gesture. But when you go back and think about it and pray to the Lord, you find out, wait a minute. I got to remove all these hindrances I done put in my life. God didn't put them there. I put them there. And when you think about it, it's just like street sweepers. Those massive lumber machines which loosen and vacuum up debris on the road. Knowing the magnitude of the task to which the Lord called Paul on the Damascus Road, doesn't it seem logical that he would have sent his supernatural street cleaner to dislodge and remove all the hindrance in Paul's path? He could have swept away the path clean before sending Paul onto it, or at least vacuum the obstacles as they confronted Paul. But the New Testament tells us that God did neither. We see rather that they was left there deliberately. That means something is putting our pathway deliberately to see if we're going to overcome it, are we going to remove those hindrances, or are we going to lay low and lay with them hindrances that's besieting us and doing what God have told us to do. You know, this is the way that we walk in it, and the way is Jesus. You'll find that in John 14 and 6. You know, spiritual hindrance. Most of the people, and for that matter, anybody on the earth, is having a depressed mind, a discouraged spirit, lost interest in life, and so much dissatisfaction. It has become a hindrance not to grow in the Lord. Now, you know all can experience that, women, that's on the line. You think about all the hindrance. You wanted to throw in the towel. You wanted to give up because this didn't work out like you thought it should work out. But we have to think about how this all came about. Over in Isaiah 26, they say, there are narrow and wide gates leading to eternal darkness of light. The voice of God is heard by everyone who listens to God and to the cry of people. This is the way we walk in. So, you know, the current scenario is lead to dismay. You'll find over in Isaiah 28 and 16. And let me read what that says, Isaiah 28 and 16, and feel free to write your scriptures down. That way you can go back and read them for yourself. Hallelujah. Okay, number 28 and 16 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord of God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And when you read that, you get into sluggishness. What we went to Proverbs 6, 6 and 11, mean by pulled by weariness. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Tortured by worldly cares. Matthew 13, 28 through 23. And tempted to follow wrong role models, Jude 1, 11 through 13. And go away from spiritual highway, the highway of holiness. You don't want to leave holiness. You don't leave the right way, the right highway. Because, you know, a lot of times people give you wrong direction. And you ask them how to get to such and such a place. Oh, go that way. And when you get there, you find you may not have a GPS on your phone or your car. And so you take in face value what they said, what a landmark is and something. And you find out things have been hindered on your way for where you were supposed to be at a certain time. You had roadblocks all in your way. that started you with some hindrance. You know, I think about Lot's wife. The wife of Lot was allured by the pleasure of the world and became a salt pillar. You know the story. God told him what to do and take his family. But his wife, she didn't want to leave. She didn't want to leave her family, her friends. But God was taking her to a better place. But he told her, if she looked back, she's going to turn to a pillar of salt. How many of y'all have God have given you a commission to go forth? He have told you what to do, how to do it, and you didn't do what he told you to do. You did it the way you wanted to do it, and it didn't pan out. It didn't come out. I know a lot of women can raise their hands, whether they're on the line or whether they listen to it later, because we have to learn how to remove the hindrance in our life. And when you think about it, she looked back on the high of holiness and grace. The love of the world's position held back a young man from following Christ. His continuance became sad, and he returned to life without true life. You find that in Matthew 19:22. Yes, sin and impediment, that word, has the progress of spirituality. You know, today we're entangled with the saying, sin of laziness, the sin of entertainment, the sin of excuses, the sin of uncountability, sin of slothfulness, complacent, the sin of fear. Now, we have to remove those hindrances. These are some hindrances that have people jacked up. Unaccountability. Nowadays, people don't want to be accountable for nothing. Laziness. You don't see so many people is so lazy. You could just knock them over with a feather. They see you trying to pick up something. They won't help you. I'm using that example. They see you struggling with a door. And they just sit there and look at you and know they can get up and open the door for you. I'm just giving you something. Sin of entertainment. Everything is entertainment on the TV, at the theater. Out in life, people want to be entertainers all the time. But when you're going to get and be holy and live holy and do things the way God wants you to do, where your life will be fulfilled, you're not missing anything being out there in that world. You think you are, but you're not. God wants to remove these hindrances. He wants you to keep your focus, because women can get defocused so quick. The telephone, cell phone, somebody knocking at the door, something else going on. You hear down the street, down the sidewalk. You might have been praying, and the enemy will come with hindrance. You know you left the pot on the stove. Did you turn that water off in the bathroom? You know, hindrance. Getting your focus off of what God done told you to do. I'm just giving you some things that y'all already done been through or know about. Today we're talking about removing hindrance. Anybody would like to say something, I'll take a break. Anybody would like to say something, hit one on your keypad, and I would love to hear from you. Somebody would like to share something on removing hindrance, huh? You got your focus back. How hindrance, you was able to conquer hindrance. Anybody that's on the line is lit up, so somebody can say something other than me. Okay, I have someone. All righty. Hold on, I'm going to bring you in. You're not. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to say a few words about that hindering spirit. It is also connected with the spirit of integrity. When we know what we're supposed to do and got instructions from the Lord, many of us have fell short because of the hindering spirit. And I just want to say today that the more we unite together in prayer, the stronger we're going to get. For now is the time for much prayer, because our focus is on so many things. There are so many mishaps all over the world, wars going on, and people are homeless, and the list goes on and on. But if we can stay focused in prayer and shut every portal that God didn't open, we will see a difference in our lifetime. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody else would like to say something on that topic? On hindrance? Because, you know, the enemy will come in. You start off doing something. I'll give some quick little thing. You was in the kitchen cooking. And somebody knock at your door. You go to the door. You done forgot. You go sit down. Have a big conversation. And you smell your pot burning. You done took your focus off of what you was doing. They come in and hindered you for what you was doing. So if they came in, you should have said, wait a minute, let me turn my pot out because I was cooking so I don't have any interference. I can keep my focus. And like the caller just said, it's so much going on in the world today that we see on negative things. We hear more negative and evil things than we hear positive and good things on keeping our focus. You know, the Lord proclaimed his message of hope through prophet Isaiah and said, arise, shine, thy light has come. Paul wrote that every man that strive for the master is temple in all things. Master your life to receive the prize. So Paul decided to keep his body and all its desire into subjection. He was careful that he should not lose the crown, be rejected, and cast away. He realized, I got to move these things. I can't go along with the flow, just like Bobo Sam Sargent here doing a salami. That ain't my call. That ain't what God called me to do. So that means if we got to part in friendship here, well, we part in friendship. If I can't do what I think I should do? No, well, you go ahead, because over here, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to follow his instruction. We're going to keep our focus. And so many people in the body of Christ now, focus is not there. They go in and see one thing, and they follow that one thing all around the church or whatever. That focus gone from what the man or woman of God is saying from in front of them. They got a short fuse, short span. And so you have to think about that. You have to throw off hindrance and fix your eyes on Jesus. The author of Epistle to Hebrews said, let us throw off everything that hinder. Lay aside every weight. Set aside every sin. Some sins are admirable. Excuse me. Some are ensnared. Some are dangerous. Yet throw them off. He's telling you what to do. You can't pick up and carry everything you see or you heard. You have to keep your focus. You have to do what God have called for you to do. You got to strip down. Start running. Never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasite sin. The encumbrance. Impediment may be good for your body, but not for your spiritual race. Sin is an ever-present threat to the Christian's ability to run the race. You know, we to run this race, we got to stand strong and tall. We can't give up. We can't give in. We have to do what God has called us to do. You may not know how it's going to get done, but stick with it. Don't give up. So throw off all the hindrance, but fix your eyes on Jesus. Looking always from all that we distract, look to Jesus. He brings it to maturity and perfection. It is understood that Jesus despised the confusion. Throw off mean, lazy aside every week. That means whatever's been going on, lazy, you've just been lazy to the word, lazy to doing what he told you to do. Throw that aside. Stripping off every unnecessary weight. You know that stuff you've been carrying on you, in your heart, mind, and soul? Strip it. Get rid of it. Drop any extra baggage. You know, we as women have so many baggage that we carry that belong to somebody else. Today is the time to drop all them extra baggage that you carry. You can't keep your focus because you're looking at this baggage, that baggage, that baggage. This one need to go here. This one need to go there. And when you look up, you all balled down. Hindrance have stepped in. Your focus is gone. Put aside every impediment. Get rid of every burden. Burdens that, you know, we pick up other people's burdens. That's not our burden. That's not our task. But we, as saints of God, we figure we can do something to help them. We're going to pray for them. But then we try to put our hands in it and stuff. And God didn't tell us that. And that's where we make our mistake. When we go to taking and trying to fight somebody else's battle that God didn't put us on or put us in, because you don't know why that person's going through that. Get rid of every burden. Cast away everything. Let us drop every extra weight that we carry that we don't need to be carrying. You know, we'll pick up the mantle of somebody else. And God didn't give us that mantle. Just a minute. And when you think about that, removing hindrance, see, that's what I mean. That's what I said. You got to keep your focus. See, I had to keep my focus. I had to keep my focus on what I'm doing. Let us drop every extra weight. We pick up weight, extra stuff that don't belong to us. Keep away from all diversion in life. We should not give ourselves to the things of this world. You know, so many people are doing things just because they see it. They think it's nice. No, it's not nice. Nice, nasty. No, that's not for us. If you holy, live holy. If you're on a task, finish. So many people start tasks and start ministry. They never finish them. They give up. They throw in the towel. And God don't want us to do that. He wants us to fight to the end. You want to be, just like in Timothy, you know, you want to see what the end going to be. You don't want to give up. You don't throw in the towel. You want to press on. And reading these scriptures tell you about removing hindrance from your life. And as you go through these scriptures, you will learn something that would help you. And I have a lot of scriptures here that I didn't even call out that you can go to. Isaiah 35 and 8, Isaiah 40 and 31, Isaiah 43 and 19, Isaiah 57 and 14, Isaiah 62 and 10. And I read Isaiah 30 and 21. And you can go to Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 to 23. Matthew 19, verse 22. Matthew 23 and 13. Matthew 7, chapter 13 to the 14th verse. Also Proverbs 16 through 7. Also Proverbs 6, 6 and through 11. These are different scriptures that help you to remove hindrance from your life. It will show you through the word of God how you can remove these hindrances. And I want to see if there's anybody else would like to say something today on removing hindrance from your life. Area code 646, if you would like to say something, feel free. Well, we'll go on to some scriptures then. Hallelujah. I was giving you ample time to speak. And call up on area code 832. If you would like to say something else, feel free at this time. I'm going to turn over to some scriptures and read them. We're talking about hindrance today, keeping your focus and how we can get distracted so quick, not keeping our focus on what God have called us to do. Let me get some of these scriptures down. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and let's see what that verse says. 9 and 24 says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race, all but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." Here to tell you, you're not, if you run in a race, run all the way to the end. And one going to receive the prize. So run that you may obtain. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel. You got to keep on moving. And let's see what verses 25 and 26 say. "And every man that strive for the master's temple and all things, now they do it to obtain a corrupt crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, not as one that beating the air." And I'll go ahead and read 27. It says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." My. That's what the words say. My. After you preach, you can be a castaway. Oh, wait. Let me turn over here to Hebrews 12, 1 and 3 and see what it's saying. Hebrews 12 and verse 1 say, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight," we talked about that, "and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And then over in Isaiah 12 and read verse 3, "For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Ye shall not yet resist unto blood strive against sin." My. We are reading the word today and getting an understanding of what we are reading. We are still talking about removing hindrance from your life. And let me go over to Brother Matthews and see what Brother Matthew, here John 14 and 6. Let's see what it says. John 14 and 6 says, "Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." My. That let you know. That let you know without a shadow of a doubt, nobody can come to Jesus but by the Father. My. And let me go over here to Jeremiah 62 and see what Jeremiah 62 is saying. Hallelujah. I looked at my scriptures wrong, y'all. It's Jeremiah 31 and 21. They don't have... Let me go back up. Okay, Jeremiah 31 and 21 says, I read that one up earlier. I just want to double check, see if I hit all of my scriptures for you. Let me see, go with the Proverbs and see what Brother Proverbs is saying. The 16th chapter in Proverbs
in the very first verse. Let's see what it says. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. My. When you think about removing hindrance, today that's what we've been talking about, removing hindrance from your life. And I give you scriptures that you can go to and read them at your leisure that will help you on your hindrance, on stripping. You got to strip everything out and down. You got to drop things. You got to cast away some stuff. That don't mean you no good. It's not in your life. You got to cast it away. And so, did anyone have anything else they would like to say today on this broadcast before we come to a close today? I give God the praise and the glory for who he is and bringing this word up unto me, because I'm reminded every day to remove hindrance that's in my life. Yes, we have to remove the things that's targeting us, that's haunting us, things that don't mean us no good. Those can be hindering things, things that's put in your pathway that we need to remove. And go to God. He'll show you what you need to remove and what not. If you're in Christ Jesus, he'll show you without a shadow of a doubt. And as we get ready to wind down our program today, caller 832, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I have enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, for coming on.
You're welcome.
Heavenly Father, my trials seem overwhelming right now. I need your help, your strength, your grace, to turn them into gains for my life and for your kingdom. For everyone on this line today, dear Heavenly Father, that may have experienced any hindrance in their life, dear Heavenly Father, concerning ministry, concerning families, dear Heavenly Father. Let them keep that focus, dear Heavenly Father, on you, dear Heavenly Father. Let it not go to deaf ears, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know without a shadow of a doubt what you are saying to them, dear Heavenly Father. Let them keep everything focused on you, dear Heavenly Father, because holiness is right, dear Heavenly Father. And we come to give you praise today. We come to give you the glory today, because we know without you, we can do nothing. So we thank you for this broadcast today. We know it might not have been a howling, hooping, shouting message today, but we needed to realize to how to remove some hindrance that's in our life. Sometimes we have to move people out of our life that could be a hindrance to the ministry. We might have moved family members. We love them, but it could be something that they're doing that's distracting us from doing what God said do. So God, as we grow in grace, dear Heavenly Father, and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father, let us come rejoicing, dear Heavenly Father, praising you, dear Heavenly Father, for the things and keeping the right focus, dear Heavenly Father. We're going to replace worry with the right focus, because worry can start you to get you off track, to get you with hindrance, not keeping our focus. So you said in your words, sip your life in God, reality, good and God initiative, God provision. Don't worry about missing out. You will find all your everyday human concern will be met. You'll find that in Matthew 6:35. So as we get ready to close the line down today, dear Father, help us to take our eyes off the things of the world and place them on you and the vast provision you have made for us through your grace, dear Heavenly Father. I believe that life in your kingdom includes everything I could possibly need in this world. I thank you for giving me more than enough, dear Heavenly Father, giving us more than enough to to move on and to do what you say do. God, we come to give you the praise today, and we come to give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank all the callers that called in today on removing hindrance, and you can go back and read those scriptures. And think about Paul's life, how the things he did and the way he went about it. And you'll read that in the Word of God to Moses and different ones throughout the scriptures. We have to keep our focus. When we're talking or ministering, we have to keep our focus. We can't let the least little thing distract us and keep us with a hindering spirit. No, we have to stay focused. On whatever you do, stay focused on whatever God has put in your hands to do. Stay focused on it. That's the broadcast for today. I thank each and every person that came. And for my tag words, I use hindering, stripping, because he will strip you. Drop. Sometimes you got to drop something. Cast away. Sometimes you got to let people go. They'll cast away. You don't want them holding you down, so that means you're going to have to let them go. You love them, but if he said let them go or he remove them, you got to do what he say. So we thank you for coming to the broadcast today. All the women, men, if there be any, we give God the praise today and we give him the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Thank you for the caller that spoke up today on hindrance and removing the hindrance and closing the portals, because we open portals not realizing it. And soon as things start happening to us, we're wondering, well, what went wrong? What did I do? We have to learn how to close the portals so there will be no hindrance. We can keep our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next month, the second Saturday next month, we'll be back on with Women Unified in Christ. Thank you so much for coming on today. I hope you got something out of it, or you could sure have put something in it to make it more exciting, more meaningful than just me doing all the talking. So I thank you all for coming on. And you all have a wonderful and a blessed Sunday tomorrow. Finish out the Sabbath today. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, and thank God. If anybody else have anything else to say, feel free. We're fixing to sign off. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We have 90 seconds, and I'll be off. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'll play a little music on the way off.
Trusting that you see me. But there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love for a divine refreshing. Been preaching and praying.